Welcome to an AvWeb bonus audio cast, a joint project with our sister publication, Aviation Safety Magazine. This audio cast is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. On assignment from Aviation Safety Magazine, I recently caught up with Brent Blue, co-founder of the very successful aviation medical and safety technology vendor, Aeromedics.com. Brent is a family practice and emergency room physician by training and an accomplished pilot and aircraft owner by choice. Since helping to create Aeromedics.com in 1998, his company has brought to the general aviation marketplace numerous products previously unavailable to pilots at any price. Some of these products include pulse oximeters, carbon monoxide detectors, smoke hoods, and the Relief Band anti-motion sickness device. Brent has also authored several articles appearing on AvWeb. The idea for this conversation comes from a feature article in the February issue of Aviation Safety, written by the magazine's editor-in-chief, Jeb Burnside, and discusses the kinds of items that might come in handy if you're forced into an off-airport landing in a remote area. Of course, from the hangar flying aspect, I see here that you're a pilot and an airplane owner, and I'm just curious, what kind of plane do you fly?
Well, I fly a Cessna 340 for transportation, and then I'm in the middle of building a Murphy Moose, which we're almost done with. We hope to have flying by this summer. And I had a biplane called a Flegler Hyto. There's an open cockpit biplane that was originally a Fleet 16B, but then converted in the 50s to a W670 engine, so it's an experimental that Ken Flegler put together, and that's actually a aircraft that I had an accident in this summer that I can talk a little bit about when it comes up to survival gear.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, very good. Aviation consumer called Aeromedics Ultimate Kit the mother of all aviation survival kits. Tell us a little bit about how you got into this and how you guys put this kit together.
We originally started with pulse oximeters in the aviation market, and we introduced that technology so people knew how oxygen they needed in an airplane, when they needed to use it, and how much they needed to use. It just so happens around that same time I was at one of my son's hockey games, and he got a big cut on his head, and the only guy that had a kit with him to help take care of it was a plumber that was happened to be at the game. So I really researched a lot of kits, and I looked at really what is necessary not only in a survival kit but a good medical kit. In other words, a kit that you would use not only in a survival situation or a medical emergency situation, but even for the routine day-to-day stuff like your kid gets cut in the airplane or somebody's got an upset stomach or anything like that. So it's a very, very useful kit.
Brent, what would you say are the top five items that you'd want to have on board for emergencies all the time?
The number one thing, and I think everyone should have one, is a personal locator beacon. And what that is a beacon which transmits on the 406 satellite frequency, and it has a built-in GPS so that people know who you are and where you are within about 3 minutes of activating the device. And that device is a tremendous life-saving device, in that that's the way you get help right away. The reason I'm so high on that is, like I was mentioning to you in the start when we were talking about the biplane accident, one of the things that happened to us in this biplane accident is we ended up in a creek. And between my passenger and I, we had three cell phones, and all of them didn't work because they all got wet. And one of the things about these PLBs is, in addition to being fairly shock resistant, they're also waterproof. And so if we had needed help at that point, we could have activated the PLB. We just happened to be with some other folks who were there, so they saw the accident. But we could have been there by ourselves for quite some time without any assistance and no way to get any assistance.
We're speaking with Aeromedics' Brent Blue. We'll be right back.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order now and receive free shipping. And learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
Brent, what are some other things you'd want to have on board the airplane for an emergency?
I think a basic first aid kit is important for the things that are going to be life-threatening. And what I mean by that are things like something to stop bleeding, because that's one of the things that after an accident is going to be a major issue. And so that's sort of the most immediate thing, and certainly in a first aid kit, things like slings and splints can be very helpful just in the point of view of helping with discomfort, because one of the things about a broken bone is that if you get it splinted, at least you'll reduce a lot of the pain. The second thing is a decent knife, or the third thing I should say is a decent knife, because that just comes in handy for so many different survival and rescue type scenarios. And there are lots of good ones out there on the market. We have one that Doug Ritter, who's sort of the guru of survival equipment, has designed that we think is a great knife, but there are lots of good ones on the market. And I think it's also handy, in addition to a knife, to have a Leatherman-type tool, because that can be so helpful in being creative with what you need in the survival situation. And when you start getting into the survival for 12 hours and 24 hours, then you start thinking about hydration, and water is a huge issue. I like to carry filters. There are several on the market, but there are a number of filters, and now there are also ultraviolet treatment systems where you literally can fill a bottle of water from a stream. You hit a button, it activates an ultraviolet light in the bottle, and 1 minute later you've got clean water.
Do you actually carry any water in your, say, your cross-country airplane?
I actually do not, but that's only because I don't travel over a lot of desert-type areas. Most of my traveling is up in the north and over mountainous-type areas.
And what about having food on board?
Food is actually last. Before you get to food, you have to talk about the environment. And right now in Jackson Hole, where I am, it's 13 below zero.
Right.
And if you had an accident anywhere around here, you got to start thinking about the environment right away, especially if you're not dressed for this kind of weather. If you're just flying over this area and you make an off-airport landing in the mountains, it may be some time before somebody can get to you, even with a PLB activated, because of weather or terrain or other issues like that. And so protecting yourself from the cold is a significant issue. And there are some great, lightweight, inexpensive products to help that for people who may not necessarily be dressed for that kind of weather. But if you take off from, you know, someplace in the south and you're traveling up to Seattle, you may not pack for weather that's 13 below zero, but you may need something if you were to go down in our area. And there is a great emergency bivy sack that's made out of that reflective sort of mylar aluminum-looking type material that is a great sack that you can get into that will protect you from the weather. There's also several emergency bivy-type sacks that are smaller, that are one-person sacks or two-person sacks. And those are things that, you know, weigh less than a pound, are very inexpensive, and can be thrown in the plane and have no shelf life, so they can be there forever and in case of an emergency. Now, a lot of people aren't into carrying the tents because they worry about the weight, but there is a new tent system out there, and actually we're planning to carry it shortly. We don't have it on the site yet, but we're working on that. That is a tent that has no poles. It is actually held up by air cells, and you essentially blow it up like you blow up a air mattress, except there are air tubes that actually hold up the roof of the tent. It's a very, very small kind of packing system. It's very, very lightweight, but it's a great shelter. And speaking of shelters, the other thing that's interesting about shelters is that you can be creative in your use of shelters, in that, for instance, if you fly over water and you carry a life raft in your airplane, a life raft can also become an emergency shelter on dry land. That can be something you need to think about using.
Brent, have you gotten any feedback from any of your customers who've had the misfortune of having to use some of your survival gear?
Well, we've had a fair number of people use our medical kit, not so much in survival situations, but on a day-to-day basis. And we've had lots of positive feedback for that. But we've actually not had anybody who's gotten back to us about an actual crash off airport, except for myself,
yeah.
that has actually given us feedback about the equipment. But we have actually had lots of feedback, but not in that sort of setting.
You have a website, right?
We have a website. It's Aeromedics, AEROMEDIX .com, and we have a whole range of medical and safety products for the general aviation community, and it really ranges from, I mean, we just have about everything you can imagine on that site. And the other thing about it is we have, I think, some of the best customer service people around. So if someone has a question about how they use something or whether they need something, they can call and chat with one of our customer service people and really find out what's needed and how they work and what's the best one and that sort of thing.
How many different kits do you offer?
At this point, there are three survival kits. Those are custom made to order. And then we have one medical kit that is the one that carries my name on it, that is the one I designed.
Right.
And then we also carry the Doug Ritter pocket survival kit, which is the individual kits that Doug Ritter designed that individuals can carry that have the basic survival tools. I mean, everything from a little bit of duct tape to fire starter to even a fish hook is in there. But those are all on the site, and the pocket survival kits are great, not only because they're inexpensive and small, but they make great presents, and it's the kind of thing you can keep those in the airplane for every seat in the plane.
You've been listening to a conversation with Brent Blue of Aeromatics.com. For more information on the story, subscribe to Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Just log on to their website at www.aviationsafetymagazine.com. Comments on this audiocast are welcome. Audionews at afweb.com is our email address. And this report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit bose.com/headset. This is Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.